Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
You already got it wrong.
I really thought it was, I thought it was a website where you upload a picture of your face and it makes it a square.
Your face is beet red and your nose is bleeding. What's wrong with you, man?
I don't know. My face is all messed up and I actually need to log on to squareface.com to get it all squared away.
Well, this episode is actually brought to you by Squarespace. That's squarespace.com. So, what does Squarespace do? Well, you know when you have an idea for a website, a blog, an online store even, but you don't know how to do it because you're not a huge nerd that knows how to like program shit?
Oh, that's good, because I thought you were going to say, but because you don't know how to do it because you're not smart, but you said, because you don't know how to do it because you're not a nerd. It was a nice way of saving yourself before you accidentally insulted our audience.
Yeah, you're not a nerd.
You're not a nerd.
Anyway, Squarespace is a great website, a service that allows you to build websites for super cheap and super effectively and super simply. Basically, everything is set up that even an idiot, even a parent can figure it out. That's right.
That's right, Mom. That's right, Dad. You don't get computers and you don't get me.
You're just a doctor.
Yeah, Dad. You're a lawyer. I have a fucking podcast.
So how do we make this even more affordable for you? Well, if you go to squarespace.com/ifiwereyou and use the coupon code BEAST, every service that they provide is now an extra 10% off. So remember to use coupon code BEAST when checking them out, and you can save a little bit more money. Not only that, but if you do build a website using Squarespace, forward that on to us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com, and we will plug it on this here podcast. Don't believe us, just ask the guys that started.
Don't believe me, Jay Watch. Don't believe me, Jay Watch.
All right, now the URLs, please.
Janie, healthyblog.squarespace.com/blog.
No, you're going to have to say that correctly because it's like, it really...
Janie. So yeah, janieheathleyblog.squarespace.com/blog. And Janie Heathley, email us and we're going to talk to you about your domain name.
Yeah, because Squarespace actually does provide a domain name when you use their service. You'll also get a domain name in your package. I highly suggest using one, janieheathleyblog.squarespace.com. And the other website we're pimping out right now is creamglassware.squarespace.com.
Creamglassware? That sounds pretty primo.
Well, they sell... Oh, you'll have to see.
Bonks.
All right, enough.
Sorry.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Please enjoy this episode. Fortunately for y'all, things once again became, I don't want to say fake.
Because it's the opposite.
It's real.
They got real. Yeah.
Enjoy. Cute.
That's great.
Yeah, it was like a little apple commercial.
Caesar cheese.
All right, put your pants back on.
Okay. All right. Easy does it. You're painting a picture of me that I don't want people to see.
I know.
My pants are on, and I resent what you're doing. This is assassination of my character, actually. So.
It's assassination. It's defamation. And I'd like to make some reclamation for my character.
And I offer everybody an explanation.
That was Carla Haynes from Australia.
Oh, damn. She's
so far away from me.
Is she hot? No, that's not what I care about.
You can't just say that and then say that's not what you care about. It's the only thing you care about.
No, I meant the how far away she was, I didn't care about.
Oh.
You said that so far away. I don't care. Is she hot?
Oh, I see. I thought you were like, is she hot? Whoa, I can't say that.
Oh, no. You thought that I had morals for a second.
How wrong you were. For an accidental moment, you thought I was a norm.
Sorry, bud.
No, when I hear that a woman lives in Australia...
I imagine she's a cute little blonde girl. And
short
when she
hair,
can,
right?
Yeah, and when she can sing, then I'm like, okay, oh. She's like a girl who everyone her whole entire life told she should be a model.
Right.
But she's like, oh, no, I'm too much of a tomboy. I never like to put on makeup. I just like to play my little acoustic guitar here. And I'd like to take you camping. Carla, Claudia, Kara, what was it?
It doesn't matter what your name is.
All I care is you're actually Mrs. Hurwitz. That's what your name is.
Carla Haynes, actually.
What's up, baby?
You think, statistically speaking, on average, more singers are better looking than non-singers? So if you were to take a sample of 100 random people and then 100 random singers, the singers would be, on average, more attractive.
Are you asking me to do science right now?
Yeah,
dude?
I'm just trying,
yeah?
to say.
What are you trying to say?
I already did the science. All I want you to do
is... You take 100 people and they can sing. Are they more attractive?
Singers
than
are hot.
People?
That's it. That's that.
I don't even understand what you're asking me.
Okay, 100 random people in the
all
world.
All right, the number, I'm lost.
Okay. Okay. So you think singers are, on average, hotter than non-singers?
Hotter than...
People who are musically gifted, you think they're more attractive? Physically, if you separate their musical ability.
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
There's no reason.
I just want you to shut up.
I just want to talk about something else.
So I said yes. No, I didn't leave any wiggle room.
And yes, it did. If anything, no would have left less wiggle room.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really... It seems maybe, I guess. Because like, if their voice is pretty, then people might think their face should be pretty. This is not fair. I've never thought about this in my whole life. You're putting me on the spot, trying to like find out the way I think about something that I've never had to think about.
Yeah.
Ask me next week. I need time. You can't just ask a question and then I'm right or wrong. I don't even. That's the weird thing about like asking people questions is so rude.
Every date that I go on, I ask the lady to submit 20 to 50 questions faxed over to me so that I have something to say when they ask you.
I seriously do think that like when I just a lot of the times when I talk, I'm like saying things with conviction for the first time in my whole life. Like it's like, "Oh yeah, I like hot dogs more than hamburgers for sure." And then like, "No, I've never thought about it. I don't know. It seems like it's probably you know, there's a lot of factors that would come into play."
Yeah, I guess.
There's a gray area, for sure, always. I don't know, is the answer to your question.
This is episode 57. I don't know why you're suddenly becoming more self-conscious.
Need more information.
Need more info. I can't answer any of these questions today either because I haven't had a week to process them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're just flying at me.
Well, it's... All right, I'm sorry.
This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by me.
Excuse me?
I'm Amir.
And am I a host?
You're a sidekick of sorts.
I'm Jake.
you've been demoted.
How were you ever in a position
to demote? You think people get told if they're demoted, or is that not a thing?
I think
you get called into an office like, "Well, we're giving you a demotion. You are being demoted."
I feel like you're, it depends where you are, but you're like, I think it's like they try to give it a positive spin.
Yeah.
And you're like, "Hey, we love what you're doing in this area, and we want you to just do that and not do some of the other stuff you've been doing. It's not taking away some responsibility. We're just going to hand that off to other people, and you're going to focus on just this. Okay?
Yeah.
And since we love what you're doing so much with that, we're going to pay you less to do just that. Like, oh, I want the, I like my current money. Yeah, but we don't like your current,
Is this a demotion? Whoa, we don't use the D word around here.
That said, you're fired.
And that is a demotion to unemployment.
Huge demotion.
So how does it work? This is an advice podcast. So what happens? People email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. They're in a difficult place. They're in a sticky situation. They don't know what to do. They are at their wits' end. They are clueless. They are stuck.
Move on.
Okay. So they describe their problems in an electronic mail to us. We read them, decide which ones to answer, and eventually we do on this here podcast show. I don't know how else to say it. I mean,
I think it's... you could say it more concisely. I sure do. I sure think you found a lot of ways to say people were stuck. I think that's true.
I thought that was a waste of time.
I thought you think you could shave 10 seconds off the... people are stuck in a hard situation, don't know what to do, where to turn, and they're confused, and they've decided to look to us.
Us, of all people.
Yeah, but that was not bad.
Thank you.
Well, it was worse than last week.
I wanted to switch it up a little bit, basically.
I understand.
Yeah, I wanted to keep it fresh. Because, like, once people hear the same thing over and over, they zone out.
Yeah, that said, I am the new host.
How so?
You're the sidekick.
Insane.
Insane. I'll read the first email.
You want to?
Yeah.
All right. You read the first email.
Give me a name.
Well, Super Bowl's coming up, so let's do Richard Sherman.
All right. This one comes from Richard Sherman. Hey, I somehow ended up living together with a random girl for my senior year of college. We live in an apartment, and while we don't share the same room, we do share a bathroom. We got pretty close in the past 2 months and spent a lot of time together watching movies and TV shows. We're close enough to touch each other, not sexually, and I feel like we both have developed feelings for each other. However, she has a boyfriend. She goes home on Thursdays every week, leaving me alone until Sunday night or even Monday morning when she returns. Does her desire to go home every week to possibly see her boyfriend mean she has no feelings for me?
Yeah, probably.
Richard Sherman.
Does her desire to spend most of her waking time with her current boyfriend mean that she doesn't like me?
When she leaves me from Thursday to Monday, does that mean she's with her boyfriend?
Yeah, I like how he's like, to probably hang out with her boyfriend? No, that's exactly what she's doing.
Keep in mind, we share a bathroom.
Yeah, I don't understand these mixed signals. I mean, on one hand, she goes home to visit him 50% of the time, but on the other hand... we share a bathroom.
And did I mention we don't sexually touch each other?
Though yeah. We're close enough to?
We're close enough to touch each other, but it's never sexual. And I feel like she's developed feelings for me. Was the big giveaway when she went home to see her boyfriend for four
Thursday.
Straight days?
Yeah, that's not a courtesy seeing of the boyfriend, because she's going home on Thursday. It's like when you have a significant other, you squeeze as much time as you can. You like when you go home, it's like the night of work, and then you come back the morning of work. Yeah. It's like trying to squeeze in as much couple time as possible. And she's doing that every single week, and he's wondering if that means that she's not as into him.
I think what you don't – maybe you just never had a girl roommate before, but like –
yeah, she,
watching TV and movies with someone doesn't mean that they have feelings for you.
That just means that they live with you. Furthermore, sharing a bathroom with someone doesn't
just
mean
that
have...
your place has one bathroom.
Yeah.
Is that? I think that's all that is.
Is it a Jack and Jill?
It's a Jack and Jill.
It's a joining bathroom.
Jack and Jill.
They shared a pill.
Yep.
And drank some toilet water.
Okay, that's enough, buddy.
That's a little too much.
That was a little blue for me.
You also shouldn't try to develop feelings for your roommate. That seems like it's destined to be a bad idea.
Well, that seems like it's destined to be dope. But the problem is that she doesn't like you.
No, it's only dope while you guys are hooking up temporarily, and then she brings someone else home, and then it's just awkward.
No, that's great.
It's good when she brings someone else home and you have feelings for her?
Well, why do you have feelings for her?
Because she's bringing someone else home.
I don't get it. I don't get feelings. If she sexy and she has a pussy, then that's great. And she fucks somebody else, then that's great too. And then I'll fuck somebody else that's sexy and has a pussy. And uh-oh, that girl over there, she's not sexy, but she's got a pussy, so I'll fuck her too. I don't know how to feel.
I'm alone always.
Always alone. Always alone. Yeah. Give me a beat, man.
Why?
Yeah. Yo, I'm always alone. Always alone, even when my friends are home. Even when you on the phone, I'm still alone. Still alone.
Yeah,
still need
alone.
That beat, motherfucker. Let's do it. Yo, fuck a beat. Nah, stop the beat.
Right.
I'll go acapella. Yo, I'm always alone. Bring that beat back. Yo, I'm trying to get this shit.
Sorry,
I'm always alone when you dropping dome. Give me the beat.
What?
Yeah, okay. Give me the beat. Yo, fuck this beat, son.
Jesus.
I don't need no beat to tell you what's up. I don't need no beat
because
we still gonna fuck, but I'm so alone. Give me the beat real quick. I need a beat. I need a beat for the verse, ass. Yo, fuck a beat, boy.
God damn it. I always fall for it.
Charlie Brown in the football.
I'm like the bull who cried wolf, yo.
What was I saying?
You don't...
This girl doesn't like you.
And you can tell by the rate at which she goes home and leaves you for somebody else.
I can tell what you're creating in your mind. And maybe we're wrong and there is something. But if there is, you don't want to be in a situation with your roommate where she's breaking up with her boyfriend for you. It's very different if you're both single, living together, and you like drink some wine one night, you hook up. That's kind of fun. That's funny. You guys can laugh about it and say, this is nothing. It meant nothing. But if she's like slowly developing a crush on you, you convince her to cheat on her boyfriend or break up with her boyfriend, it's going to have way too much weight when you guys have sex.
Oh, because then she's going to like be like, well, I just broke up with my boyfriend for you. And yeah. Now what?
No, you don't want that. Don't want that, boss.
You don't want that pressure. You don't want that on your mind.
Yep.
So what's his plan? Do nothing?
Stop. Don't do nothing.
Don't do nothing.
Keep watching movies, keep watching TV, share the bathroom, touch each other non-sexually, the end.
I think if she really liked him, she wouldn't go home every single weekend.
Definitely not from Thursday.
Yeah, that's cutting it close.
Yeah.
It's cutting it real close.
That means she's only with you on like Monday afternoon, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then she leaves.
And she wants out.
But that 2.5 days, you guys have serious feelings for each other.
I mean, we share a bathroom for Christ's sakes. For
Christ's sake. Yeah, Christ.
Yeah, Jesus. All right, should we go on to the next question?
On to the next.
We need another football Super Bowl player.
Peyton Manning.
Right. Hey guys, I always considered myself an alpha male of sorts. I never took anyone's shit, and I demand respect from my peers. Unfortunately, a little while back, while I was on the subway, a guy tried to pick a fight with me. He was older and shorter, so of course I didn't back down. The guy mopped the floor with me. I felt more than a little ashamed while I was dusting off my clothes and looking for my shoe after the fact. Since the fight, I've been more quiet and less confident in myself. Have you guys ever lost fights? And do you have any advice on how to get confidence back? Thanks, Peyton Manning.
Oh, no.
A little short guy. A short, older guy.
I think he knew fucking jujitsu or some shit.
I think he cheated.
This karate motherfucker.
This 40-year-old 4'2" just took me to town.
This odd job.
I felt
his low blows and his low center of gravity.
I felt shame as I looked for my shoe. That's right. He beat me so hard I lost a single shoe.
Oh, no.
Why?
It's sad that the guy tried to pick a fight with him and then won. That's like not how karma's supposed to work.
Yeah, you don't pick a fight with someone and then they like, you know what, bring it, and then you still beat the shit out of them.
Oh, no.
I mean, I would lose fights to older... I can lose a fight to a 30X-year-old short dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends if they know how to fight.
Yeah.
They know how to throw a punch.
They could still be stronger than you even if they're older and shorter. So
yeah.
That's a way to justify it so that your confidence isn't that
for
low.
For sure, yeah. This dude, he's older. He's older, which means he's had more experience fighting.
Yeah, but he's also means he's closer to death, so you can rest on that fact.
And he's shorter, which means it's hard for him to lose his balance.
Yeah, but he's shorter, and he would choose your height over his any day of the week, probably, right?
Well, that's true. But I mean, just from a strictly fighting standpoint.
Yeah, he's got a better center
of
gravity.
Most of the time, somebody trying to pick fights is somebody that like wants to show off that they can fight. You know, this guy's like a short old dude. He needs to feel good about something, so he's gonna try to knock out a taller, stronger dude. dude.
Yeah, it's like the Napoleon complex. The shorter you are, the more you want to show off and be strong. Yeah.
And well, I've talked about this on the podcast before, but what you got to do, man, is just fight dirty. That's what's up. You need to be kicking kneecaps. You need to be biting ears. Like, you don't lose the fight. There's just, like, you don't have to lose. Hit him with something. Take out your phone. Hold it in your hand, and just with the hard corner of your phone, you can hit him in the jaw, or the temple, or the top of the head,
the side of the eye.
Yeah, what you got to do is just not lose the fight.
Yeah, scratch. And a lot of times, scratching throws people off just because it hurts a lot.
Scratching, biting, screaming, scream. let out a blood curdling scream as soon as he starts hitting you.
And what does that do?
Just kind of pierce his ears, hurt his eardrums. He has to cover his ears, and all of a sudden, then you're biting his neck like a vampire.
Holy shit!
Like fucking Dracula.
You're describing the weirdest fight.
Yeah, well, I'm describing a fight that I didn't lose.
Yeah. So a guy hit you, you yell. As you can.
Have you ever been in a fight?
No. Have you?
Well, I get into like shouting and pushing matches, but
fairly often, I would say, actually.
There are those kids at Yale that I was yelling at.
Yeah,
there was a guy in Iceland that I like got into a pushing match with. There was the guy that Dave Rosenberg fought.
That wasn't really you, but yeah.
Well, I pushed somebody then too.
Yeah.
Just like, it's a lot of pushing. Throwing a punch is a big thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, I'll push, but like throwing a punch is like real, like shit's getting real.
You have to be a little crazy to do that.
Yeah. I think that it's like, well, it's one thing to be like out, like I'm not going to back down. Nobody wants to back down, but also nobody wants to actually like get into a fist fight.
It's never an option for me to punch.
I think the best thing to do is to like neither person backs down. Nobody like loses their ground, and like somebody else breaks it up. It's up to someone else to defuse the situation.
Right.
Like, hey, look, both your dicks are big. Move away. You guys both have huge dicks.
Yeah, and then you're breathing heavily through your nose.
Or Dave Rosenberg just comes in and choke slams somebody.
Yeah, we thought about getting a bodyguard, sir.
One time in college, I got punched in the head and like thrown down a set of stairs.
Jesus, by who?
I was in a frat with my buddy Rusty.
Well, you weren't. You weren't.
I was. We were like visiting a frat
house.
Yeah, and Rusty or me.
Rusty is his real name.
Yeah.
Or it's like Russell.
I guess maybe it's. Oh, it's probably Russell. But maybe it's Rusty. I don't know. I only ever knew him as Rusty.
Cool name.
Very cool name. Cool dude. And I think it was him, but it might have been me. But I'm pretty positive it was him. We were playing beer pong. And he put the beer pong ball down in like the front of his pants before we shot. And it was against brothers in the frat. So like we shot it. I don't even think it went in, but like these two other guys, these other brothers came over and they're like, yo, we saw what you did. You had to leave. And then as we were leaving,
frats are so funny.
We were like getting walked out and they have like,
don't make me fucking touch your dick, dude.
Yo, if you guys were out, you're done.
Can you imagine if nobody saw that? You threw the ball that
you're
touched
not coming
your
to
dick,
Fiji the
landed,
rest of the fucking year.
It landed in the fucking beer and I drank it and I was gay
nuts.
For a night.
Anyway, hey, get that ball out of the corner. Yeah, that dusty corner over there.
That's fine. I'll lick the fucking floor before I touch a guy's dick.
And we were getting led out of the fraternity. And you know how they have like those big, I think they're like charter pictures, those big, big photos of.
Yeah, yeah, all the members.
Yeah, so I like grabbed it and I ripped it down off the wall.
Run, dude, run, Rusty.
The guy like had his hand on my arm and I did it.
And, take that, class of 2002.
And he like, pushed me and then somebody else punched the back of my head.
Don't you ever disrespect the brotherhood.
And then later that night we went back and pissed on their doormat.
like an abused dog.
And now I'm going to wake up and SIGEP or beta or whatever frat that this was. I'm glad that I don't remember.
Dude, now that you're a fucking college humor celeb, they would think it's an honor to have
Jam
Horowitz to urinate on our mat,
The man who co-wrote Bohemian Rhapsody.
My only regret is that it wasn't my face you pissed on, sir.
So getting in a fight, I think if anything, you're at an advantage now that you did lose a fight because so many people are afraid to get in fights because they don't want to get hit in the face. And now you've been hit in the face. You know what happens when you get your ass kicked.
Right, it's almost more respectable to me to lose a fight because it's like, wow, somebody beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, you didn't back down. You got your ass kicked. And now like,
that's a character builder.
Totally.
If you won a fight, I'd be like, oh, you're kind of an asshole. You beat somebody up.
Right. Now, but now you've got courage. You're not like, don't back down from another fight. You got your ass kicked. You dusted yourself off. You found your shoe and you had the wherewithal to email these two Jewy guys with a podcast. And we're going to tell you that you're a hero for what you did.
Yeah, how's that for confidence? Jake Hurwitz himself is spitting your game.
The very
friend.
Man who got kicked out of Beta Chi
is making you feel very high.
That's
so
right.
Keep your head up, chin up, Peyton Manning. And you're going to win the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Or you're going to
so
lose to Russell Wilson.
Chill.
That's fine.
With that.
Go Seahawks.
Haterade.
Go Seahawks.
Haterade.
Go Seahawks. Go the Seahawks.
Speaking of, let's go from short guys to tall guys. We got a female who's got a question about her tall boyfriend.
Okay.
So let's give this lady a female football player's name.
Aaron Andrews.
Aaron Andrews writes, recently I've been seeing this guy who is perfect, cute, smart, funny, everything. He's the first guy I've really started to fall for. And get this, he's 6'8". I'm just worried that all of him might be proportional to his height. I'm not a tiny person. I'm 5'6", but I'm just nervous because at 20 years old, I've had no sexual experience to speak of. I wasn't too worried until my best friend told me to be careful because when he pulls his dick out of his Levi's, it might be so huge that it springs out, hits me in the face, and gives me a black eye. I know that probably won't happen, but it did nothing to ease my nerves. Help! I have no clue what to do. Love, Aaron Andrews.
Oh, snap.
Oh, damn.
Oh my goodness.
I like it. She's like, I know that probably won't happen. Right.
But it's a possibility.
Yeah, isn't there a possibility that his dick's so big it
when I remove his dungarees,
eye?
It'll come out like a mushroom tipped slingshot.
Like a booby trap? A peeny trap?
Like a mouse trap just smacking down on my face.
That's how tightly wound his dick is in his pants that when you zip it open, it snaps like a mousetrap.
Uh-huh.
Pa! Oh, pa! Oh, my eye!
Okay. Otto. She says he's perfect, but unfortunately, sweetheart, you're dating an ogre. What's perfect about being fucking Lurch? Yeah. He's actually perfect in every way except he's Mr. Reach, okay? So don't say he's perfect when he's an oversized baboon.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
He's LeBron James's height. That's it's a physical specimen.
Oh.
What would you say is the perfect height? If you could choose any height.
6'3".
I was going to say 6'3".
Very nice.
Because it's tall, but it's not too tall.
Yeah.
It's like handsomely tall.
Very handsome. 6'2", 6'3", is perfect height.
Yeah. You know who's 6'4"? Is Peyton Manning.
Is he?
Yeah.
6'4", wow. Yeah.
You know what Russell Wilson's height is?
5'11".
Yeah, 5'11". That's a short dude. Just another reason the Broncos are probably gonna win.
Well, yeah, but it's a little more about defense, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, what should this girlfriend do about her boyfriend's large dick?
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
I actually, like a champion.
I did some... Jesus.
Sorry.
I did some research, actually. I actually, for the first time in the podcast history, did a little bit of... what's another word for research? Preparation?
Yeah.
I looked up to see if there is a correlation between penile size and any other part of your body. And there is no statistical correlation between penis size and foot size... Body size.
You sure you did this?
Arm size.
You sure that you did this research for the podcast, pal? Well, or you were just real nervous that you had size 6.5 feet?
Women's. I'm a women's 4 on 1 foot and a men's 12 on the other.
I'm a men's 8 and a toddler's 2.5.
Also, my hands are so small when I grip a cherry, it looks like I'm holding an apple.
Yeah, so I can punch. I can punch a thimble. Is that normal? My fist fits in a thimble.
I can put both of my fists in my mouth. This is actually not even a science experiment that I researched. It's something that I did. I conducted myself.
Really?
I measured 100 penises.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and then I measured their people's feet and their height. And
I just don't understand that. I don't understand that at all. Actually, if a big person, everything's bigger on him. How's the penis not bigger?
Well, think of it as a muscle instead of a bone.
Okay, but
like he doesn't necessarily have a bigger heart or a bigger brain.
Right. Well, yes, he does. If his head is bigger, if his chest is bigger, wouldn't his heart be bigger?
No. It wouldn't.
It's not?
I don't think so, no. I think every human's brain...
But, like, he's taller, his hands are longer.
Yeah.
His nose is bigger.
Right, but those are all bones.
Okay. His butt cheeks are bigger. Mm. He's got a larger butt cheek.
a bigger buttocks cheeks.
And you think he doesn't have bigger dick?
I don't know, I guess not. But it is seemingly hard to believe that my dick is bigger than Shaq's.
Because it's not.
Well, you don't know. Maybe it is.
Oh, this is... My dick's bigger than Shaq's too.
I'm just saying there might not be a correlation between height and dick size.
Okay, fine.
So somebody who's 5'5" might not necessarily have a bigger peen than someone who's 6'8". So you might be prematurely scared.
Okay, yeah. So there's no way of knowing what the actual size of his penis is
until you actually see
it. This more than anything, I want to follow up pup from this chick. I want to hear about how big his dick is. I genuinely do. I also think you can the vagina will stretch. You can ease into it. Just like do a lot of foreplay to get you wet, and you use a lot of lube, and just don't let them go from like zero to full thrust. You know,
yeah.
Just work it in. It's gonna be fine.
It's a team. It's a team effort at that point.
Yeah, and if he can't get his dick like deep enough in you to come, then you just have to like pull it out,
me.
And you guys can jerk off, and that's how it's gonna happen.
Oh, so you're worried that his penis might be too small now?
No, I'm saying if it's too big and it can't get in her.
Oh, all the way.
Yeah, and it's not creating enough friction, and thus he's not able to get off.
Also, another thing that I read while I was doing my penile Wikipedia research is that width is more important than length in terms of getting a girl off.
I've heard that too.
So whether or not it's long or not might not necessarily mean it's better or worse for you. What really is important is how wide a penis is.
I feel like I've also heard like it feels good to get deep too.
Mm-hmm.
So like deep is
length. I
guess
it's a combination of both.
Yeah, I mean fat and long is probably great, the best.
You don't want to have like a tuna can dick. Just like a really short, stout little tuna can.
Two Coke cans.
Yeah. Two little treetop apple juices. With a Capri Sun on top.
Yep, there you go. Yeah. Worst dick I've ever heard. Two apple juices with a Capri Sun. That's the ideal penis.
Four marshmallows, jumbo, and a Hershey Kiss on top.
Ew, what the fuck? That's way too tiny of a head. A pointy, your dick is like a sword.
Not a chocolate chip, a Hershey Kiss.
I heard you.
You're thinking
not of a chocolate chip.
A Hershey Kiss. Sir.
It's still tiny.
All right, seven mini marshmallows and a peanut butter M&M sliced in half.
Oh my god, I want it in my mouth. How is this okay?
A bundle of four number two pencils and
sharpened to a tip with a chocolate chip on each one.
A snow cap on top.
Perfect.
All right, so don't get too scared just yet.
Not yet.
Wait till you see the D, and then you can get frightened. That's and sister, trust me, there's worse things than a big dick in you.
For instance, a tiny one. Uh-huh. Or an inverted penis. Uh-huh. Yeah,
trust me.
Yeah, my dick looks like sea glass.
What's that?
It looks like sea glass. Yeah.
Like a seagull's ass?
It is misshapen, it is hard, and it is not the right color, and it is small.
It is small,
it looks like
shiny.
Somebody found it on a beach and wanted to cast it away. Oh, yeah, my dick looked like sea glass.
Yeah, like an arrowhead.
Like an arrowhead.
Yeah, like an old arrowhead
okay.
weapon.
Okay, that's enough.
It's break time.
Break it. Let's go.
Super quickly. Super quickly. Our show is tonight, technically, if you're listening to this on Thursday, January 30th.
Holy
so
snap.
If you're listening to this and you're feeling adventurous, come on down to the UCB Theater at 7 p.m. There should be a standby line that lets enough people in for you to enjoy the show.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
And if you live in Nashville and Charlotte, we're going to be there on February 17th and 18th, and in Syracuse University on February 19th. That's it. That's all we're going to say. More information on our website, and now I'm done.
Obviously, you can look it up.
We're going to be at Zany's in Nashville, but that's it. I don't want to like inundate these people with so much information. Mm-hmm, Charlotte Comedy
smart.
Club, February 18th. Boom, done.
That's
8 p.m.
Nothing.
That's done. You can get your tickets online. We're done. We're done talking about
time.
It. time. Syracuse University, obviously, tickets are still available for that. I'm not really sure how to do it, so we're not even going to waste any of your precious moments talking about it. We don't know how to get the tickets yet.
We don't know where they are.
So it's a waste of airways.
Ask your school. Find out. And let us know.
Please, because we actually don't know how to get there. How are you feeling?
I feel good.
You're not tired?
No.
You're well rested?
I've been sleeping. I've been chilling. I've been climbing.
How would you compare your first 2 weeks in LA versus any random 2 weeks in New York?
It's insane how healthy and well rested I feel. I feel sound of body and mind.
In just 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, in like 2 days, I totally...
You detoxed.
I really did. And the cool thing is that I'm like not missing raging very much. I'm like so amped on what I'm doing right now.
Right. So why is it just because it's the weather?
I don't know. I think it's a combination of just like, I knew what I like. I knew I liked this always, but just in New York, there's like...
Too many options to have fun and be unhealthy.
Yeah, I've got too many temptations there, and here I don't have any, or the temptations that I do feel are actually healthy temptations, like seeing my brother or going to the gym, being outside and going on a hike.
Right.
It's good. I don't know. I like it.
It's good of myself. I'm happy.
How do you feel out here?
It is a little weird to go out and still be responsible to drive your car home.
Yeah.
That takes some getting used to.
That's true.
So what I've been doing is getting so obliterated that I don't know the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah.
That way I don't have like that thing in me that's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't.
So shit-faced gone. But the good thing is that you're so fucked up that you can't even start your car. So you haven't driven yet.
Yeah.
You've fallen asleep in the passenger seat twice, once on the hood.
One time I actually woke up with my flaccid dick in the exhaust. I guess... I mean, I can only fucking start to speculate that I tried to fuck my car to start it.
You woke up on a Maserati.
I woke up on a Maserati. And it was, yeah, it was 8:45 a.m. by the time I realized what was what.
Insane.
Cars were honking at me because this is like the middle of the 405.
The other crazy thing is that you took 2 shots of vodka and that like really did it for you. You actually puked the second one up. So yeah. I'm not sure you even any in your system.
The first one was just soda water.
Yeah, we said, this is your chaser. You took it. You said, holy fuck, I'm gone. Then you took the shot, immediately vomited. And
then you ran to your car. Somebody said, what are you going to do? And you said, you'll see. I'm going to fuck my car.
You pulled out your dick. You prematurely came. So in a way, you didn't even get to fuck your car, though you apparently really wanted to.
Because we followed the trail of semen. It was a lot, by the way. It was like 2 inches thick for about a quarter mile. It didn't even let up. God. And it led right to the exhaust.
Snail trail.
No, I mean it's fun. We have
good.
Fun.
It's
we
good
have
to
fun.
Be here.
We
I
have
like
good.
It.
We have good fun out
we
here.
We have good.
Yeah, and we're gonna actually move out of my parents' house soon, so that's gonna be a whole other set of nonsense we can get into.
Yeah, I really hope I can keep up my healthy lifestyle when we're not living with your parents.
Yeah, I really hope my mom will still do my laundry.
I really hope your mom will still cook for me.
I really do. But last time you were complaining about her cooking, saying that she makes the same thing.
And since I've said something to her, she really resented it. But then ultimately she stepped up her game. So I guess you could argue that what I did was actually a good thing.
Heroic in a way. I think I'm a hero. All right, last question.
Let's do it.
We need another lady in the football world to call this. These are real emails from real people. I don't know if we mentioned that. But these are fake names we're giving them to preserve their anonymity. So we're going to call this lady Steven Gostkowski. No, that's bad. He's not even playing. And it's a male name. Pam Oliver, sideline reporter, writes, Hi, my name is Pam Oliver. And for my birthday, my boyfriend got me this pair of super expensive shoes. And I felt guilty accepting them because I would never spend that much money on him for his birthday. And he said he couldn't take them back. The problem is now I feel indebted to him because of this gift. Like I need to pay him back in lots of blowjobs and kinky sex shit. The shoes are super cute, but not cute enough for me to feel fine with our relationship feeling so off balance and me feeling like a hooker. I don't know if this is what he was expecting, but I definitely don't have the money to give him an equally expensive gift. Help.
Oh, Pam. Pam.
Pam is creating her, writing her own present, past, and future.
Pam's going ham.
Yeah, she's going Pam.
Jeez.
Is there a possibility, albeit small, that he gave you this gift not expecting you to be a sex slave to him?
Is that maybe... I think my advice is for him to break up with you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Your advice for her.
I think you've taken this more than the wrong way. You only looked at it through a negative light.
Not even once. You're mad at him.
You're like, you're borderline insulting the shoes. So they're expensive shoes, and you said they're cute, but not cute enough to...
This is actually how it went down. So you be the guy, and I'll be Pam.
All right. Hey, baby, I care about you a lot. I got you this gift.
Gift? What are you talking about?
I just thought you would really like these shoes, and I got these for you.
Yeah, I do really like them. Let me guess. You want me to wear them?
Excuse me?
While I swallow your load for the next year and a half?
No,
excuse me? Yeah, excuse you.
I want you to...
Absolutely excuse you.
Yeah?
You want me to what?
Blow me, bitch!
Oh my God, it's true!
Blow me, Pam!
She was right.
Pam is a motherfucker.
She was absolutely right the whole time.
We going ham.
You've created a narrative, a false narrative, it seems. Sometimes people give gifts not expecting perverse sex acts for years at a time in return.
Yeah. If he's your boyfriend, you should want to blow him. So if that's a problem, I don't know why you're even in the relationship, because you don't like his gifts or his dick.
So sometimes he'll give me a gift and I just have to bite the bullet and kiss him on the mouth.
I think you need to... he's probably just wants you to know that he cares about you, which apparently it backfired because you doubt that he cares about you so much that he wants you to be sexually indebted to him.
With kinky shit, not just regular shit.
Yeah, with kinky shit that he's never asked for, but now that I've got these shoes, I'm sure he wants like butt plugs and whips and shit.
What she's not saying is that these shoes are like 12-inch leather stiletto assless chat boot hybrid combos.
I think you should just accept the shoes graciously. You don't have to get him an expensive gift or blow him a lot, but maybe just act appreciative and get him something thoughtful, even if you can't get something expensive, because thought goes a long way.
And failing that, maybe you could just blow him every other hour for a year and a half.
Yeah.
I wonder how much value she's putting on each blowjob that she thinks the one day she'll be even.
Right.
With the
shoes. I think about it like a hooker. That's like, I think it's like $50 to $100 per blowjob. So look up.
And these shoes can't be that expensive. I mean, if she really thinks she's going to be a hooker for
I feel bad telling her to blow him for shoes. Just get a different attitude. I don't think it has anything to do with blowjobs. But hey, if you find out it does, then you should break up with him because that sucks.
Yeah. How dare he?
Though now we're like buying into her false reality. I don't think that's what he was going for.
Yeah, how dare you?
How dare us?
How dare everyone?
How dare we presume?
We make a prez out of you and me. Yeah, that's it. That's it. What can I say? We had a good run. Episode 57, in the books. More than in the books, actually. It's
off
over.
Off the books.
Yeah, it's in the books and off the books.
On the record, off the books.
We said that the first theme song was written by Carla Haynes, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, this last one is written by a guy named Pete Bradford. If you guys are so musically talented that you can create your own theme song to our show, we'll begin or close our episode with it. And you can send those over to the same email address that you can send your questions over to, which is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Happy January. It's been a wild, wild ride. To think that this year is...
We're out of time, bud.
Is it? Okay. Never mind. I will talk to you guys later.
Bang. There
it's been
go.
A wild ride. Thank you so much. Wow. Life is... moves enough. Very fast sometimes. That's
go.
All I got to say. Thank
and that's
you.
All you should say.
And that's all
I've already
say.
Said too much.
Oh, huh, shit. All right. Bye. It's just that, holy okay. crap. January.
Stop it.
Bye.
Cheese, no, I love you more.
That's it. Another episode in the books. Thanks again to Squarespace for sponsoring this one. That's squarespace.com/ifIwereYou and coupon code BEAST in order to get the best deal possible. Jesus, I'm so sorry, you guys. Have a good day.